Recorded Books presents Sonoma Rose, an Elm Creek Quilts novel by Jennifer Cheverini, narrated by Christina Moore.
Chapter 1. Clad in the faded apron she had sewn from a cotton feed sack, Rosa sat at the foot of the kitchen table sipping a cup of coffee and planning her day, while her husband bolted down his bacon and eggs. Sitting quietly side by side on her left, 12-year-old Marta and Lupita, almost 5, ate their oatmeal in silence, sneaking furtive glances at each other or at Rosa, but avoiding John. Rosa couldn't blame them. She didn't like to draw his attention either. John wiped his mouth, pushed back his chair, and stood. "I'm going out."
"When will you be back?"
She knew as soon as she spoke that the question was a mistake.
"Why?"
he asked, immediately suspicious.
"Are you planning to have company?"
"Not unless someone comes for their mail."
John was the postmaster for the entire Arbolus Valley and ran the post office out of their front room. Residents from the small town a few miles to the west and neighbors from nearby farms might stop by at any time throughout the day to post letters or pick up the bundles of envelopes and catalogs Rosa tied up with twine for them.
"I only wanted to know when I should have your lunch ready."
"I won't be back for lunch."
The girls incautiously brightened, but John had already left the kitchen and didn't glimpse their sudden smiles. The front door squeaked open and banged shut, and a few moments later, Rosa heard John's roadster roar to life in the garage. She listened for the sound of gravel churning beneath the new tires as he pulled out, and for the sound of the engine fading as he sped away.